Individually, they weren't perfect for the last 8 months as Luke Kornet comes up with a shot block. But collectively, they were. And the result is one of the most immaculate seasons of all time. Pritchard's kick out for a Sam Hauser three that rims out. But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history. They were told they had to win. There's only one thing you can do when expectations are that high. Meet them. And there's only one way to stop being haunted by the ghosts and the legends and the champions atop this building. Join them. Together they have, and together they stand alone on top of the mountain for now. And once again, the Boston Celtics stand alone for all time. It is Banner 18.
And we're back with another episode of the More Than Different podcast. The tone's been set. The city of Boston has let us know what this summer's about, and it's about wins. A special week it has been. Friday parade, and vibes are high.
Yeah, I mean, I have goosebumps right now. Shout out to Sean Grandy. Celtics.
Sean Grandy.
Okay, great. Have to pay my respects. I mean, that's an all-time call. All-time call from a Celtics broadcasting legend. I mean, talk about that. I mean, the Celtics embodied almost everything you want to embody, right?
They did.
The grind.
Sacrifice.
I mean, let's think about this. Joe Mazzulla gets a head coaching gig in Boston, and he wasn't even a head coach in the three coaching positions he had prior to becoming the Celtics head coach. I mean, if you look at his resume and you just white out the name, he doesn't deserve the helm of the Boston Celtics. And for Brad Stevens to take, and I understand now why he got the job, because he's a hell of a coach. He's a guy who I'd want on my foxhole, who I'd commanding chief, kind of leading me through the war. You know, I'm a Joe Mazzulla guy through and through. And it's not just because we won the title. I think just the way he carries and leads the team. There was a point where, like, the radio broadcasters, people were like, the Celtics don't listen to Joe Mazzulla, and it's just farthest. Couldn't be farther from the truth. Yeah, it's definitely the theme of the summer, Brendan. Everything the Celtics believe in. I mean, it's the grinds, making it happen, whatever it takes, winning plays.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing about, especially sports is such a great is where you feel it the most. But the sacrifice and the triumph, the amount of times they almost got over the hump but didn't. You have to hear the criticism. You have to hear the noise. You have to look inward. How can I get better? What more can I do? And they all answered the bell. And they all bought in because there's sacrifice involved. And it was about the greater team. And guess what? That all that reward in the end, and that's parade on Friday, makes it all damn worth it.
That parade on Friday was about 8 years in the making, though. It wasn't this year. Right. That's the greatest part about it.
Absolutely.
It wasn't just this year. It was what? Tatum 7 years?
Brown might be his rookie year. They made it to the finals.
Eastern Conference Finals, lost with LeBron. IT, right?
Yeah, IT was out.
Yeah, exactly. Where he got
or Kyrie was out. No, that was Kyrie's first year. Was out. Rozier.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's.
I mean, like, look, homegrown team. You have to go through failure to make it feel that much sweeter. And I mean, the trials and tribulations. It's unbelievable what they've accomplished. It makes me feel like I want to go that much harder in obviously our own endeavors, to try and get that elated feeling that the Boston Celtics have. It's one of the better feelings for not being directly a part of that team.
Absolutely. The celebration and then the recognition of how hard it is and everyone acknowledging that is special. So sets the tone for the summer indubitably. And we have been up to a lot. We haven't been on this pod in a while. Hopefully people have been following. We're going to get the audio files or start a new RSS feed on for audio only of our new podcast, The Ace Place, with Rowan Paletti Newton and I, a friend of mine, and working for us. But this is how we built it up right here. So we will keep these rolling.
Yeah, I mean, this is the foundation. This is the rock. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. This is although we, you know, Rowan is a grinder, and he helps set the tone, right? It's 100%. That's the thing. Competition breeds excellence, and the more people you bring in to, you know, that with the same mindset that try and it they it helps elevate you the more.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rowan has been grinding for us, getting out a lot of good clip content on our YouTube page, and we hope to start getting some clips out of this podcast as well. So it's the standard is being elevated.
Yeah, he unconsciously holds us accountable, and I think that's super important, because accountability, I think, is a huge value, especially for the Celtics in their championship run. If we keep going back to that theme, accountability and elevation, obviously one of our core principles at More Than Different, that is only going to help us grow to where we really want to take the brand.
Yeah, absolutely. So trying to improve in all facets, and then that's one of them. And then another one, and we're looking at, you know, we're coming up on generational run territory, and the MTD Saturday skits have been a hit, you know, getting great feedback. I'm glad people are enjoying them. We're having a blast doing them, and it's just rooted in I think our goal at its core with More Than Different has always been and will always be to create connection through our brand that transcends clothing, because a brand is only a label until you live what you wear. And I think one of the ways we thought we could create continue to create connection and community is utilizing humor and making people laugh. It's a joy for us to do, and I think people are enjoying it. So that's been really fun. All eyes on week 5.
Yeah, the skits have been surprisingly enjoyable to put together, sometimes painful in the sense of not knowing how to act necessarily.
It's not too much acting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a lot of it's not necessarily natural, but a lot of relatable situations that we try to create just based on day-to-day actions that we're used to seeing, or, you know, relatable things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was a great addition, because who doesn't want to see humor on their page?
Who doesn't want to laugh? Right.
Exactly.
And I think we've always strived with this podcast, even, you know, our goal has always kind of been to create relatability and connection. And the way we did that at times might have been felt like it was very much self-growth, and it was all about like lifestyle changes and all that stuff, which you know, there's still components of that, but I think we realize another way to create relatability and connection is through humor, and yeah. We have a blast doing it. So that's been fun.
Yeah. I mean, look, I can't tell you how many times someone's talked in reference to movie, and I just haven't had the guts to say, hey, and kill the conversation and say I haven't seen it. You know, there's been way too many times I've asked or been in a scenario where. Around a scenario where people go get food and the person on the couch says they don't want it, and then proceed to follow up in text and order asking someone to get something for them. It's just classic moments.
No one, absolutely no one in the world seems to know what to make their LinkedIn profile picture. I want people go on LinkedIn, just take a scroll through your connections and just look at, you're going to see photos that clearly were just taken in someone's kitchen over a white wall. You might see a roster photo if they're an athlete. It is a wild array. So finding things that we can kind of poke fun at and you know, laugh along with is just quite frankly just a blast. So a couple ideas in the works for week 5, but we'll keep them surprises.
Yeah, I mean, I have a list of skit ideas, and I don't think any of these will make the next round, but there's a couple that one guy that you haven't seen in a while that will come up to talk to you, and within the span of 2 minutes, dap you about 10 times. You know, come in here, brother. You know, no way, man. Come in here, brother.
That's like, a good one. All
it's
right.
A class, you know.
Like, and then I'll tell you what, and this, I don't know when we're going to pull this one off. Might need to rent out some space, but this tipping thing is getting out of hand. And look, I understand. I try to give a tip wherever I can, but you got these cashiers that are just ringing up. I mean, I tell him I want two bagels this morning. All he had to do was punch in a couple numbers, and now he's asking me to tip. And they make the $0 option the hardest. You have to click other and then type in zero. So you almost have to go more out of your way to not tip than to just click $1.
They know when you're not tipping. It's like,
yeah, and then you'll see them. Their energy clearly changes, which is bullshit.
Then you see a nice loogie on your bagel.
Yeah, and, right. And then they're just like, then they skimp you. So, more ideas to come. We are excited about this. It gives us something to really look forward to every Saturday, keeping that consistency going. 4 weeks in, we're not going to let a week go by where we don't do that. And we got a lot of other exciting things. We have a summer t-shirt collection coming out in the next week. We've been working on, I think it's the perfect summer tee.
It is. We haven't come up with the best name for it yet, but it is, I think these will be a smashing hit. And I think it's the beginning momentum builder for the rest of summer, because we're looking to have a handful of new items for our tournament, right, coming up August 17th at Duggar Park in Medford, our biggest event every year. But, I mean, look, the summer merch is coming in hot.
It's coming in hot. We got a 4th of July themed rope hat, but it's timeless. It won't, you know, I guess it's, quite frankly, it's Patriot colors as well. That's going to be excited for that to get on the market and get a new variety, a new pack. We haven't had anything new since the Super Suit, which has been a while, but we've had a lot of inventory and we've been selling what we got. We had a great day at Hoops or Hope, great event that was in Medford 2 weeks ago, and we were lucky enough to be a vendor there, and we talked to some awesome people and were able to sell some merch and get more than different and new places and have new people hearing about it. So
yeah, I mean, shout out to Hoops and Hope. That was a great event. They do obviously different type of business model, but the event that they hosted, I think, was in a similar light towards what we do. Obviously, they hosted college, high school kind of showcase events, and then obviously a huge youth clinic, which I loved. It was just great to see these young kids just getting put through a nice little clinic. Like, you gotta love just having the youth, being able to fund clinics for the youth. It's great to see. Great event to be a part of and kind of display our brand, our merchandise, and present it to the greater Boston community. And I think we gained a lot of traction, which was great to see. And it's a good momentum builder for going in, wrapping up Q2 and heading into Q3. So,
yes.
Nothing but good things to say about the summer so far.
Right. I agree. We've been on it. We got a lot of variety. As we said, you got the Ace Place podcast, the More Than Different YouTube channel. We're going to get this one back rolling consistently. We got the skits. And we're really we're trying to build out our team a bit. We have a couple other people helping out with some things, and that's much appreciated. And you're only as good as your team. Back to the Celtics. You're only as good as your players and the guys who ultimately have an impact on the outcome. So we're doing what we can and trying to optimize our time and get the most out of ourselves. So excited. August 17th, you mentioned
August
it.
August 17th.
We're back. It's going to be exciting. We got the three-point contest, dunk contest. That is going to occur. We need people to commit. I know the three-point contest is already a hit. I've got a bunch of people who are like, oh, I'm in.
Best shooter. Best shooter in greater Boston area.
I think I might win it, though, to be honest.
I think, and we haven't even talked about this, but I think we should this year play with a college three-point line and tape that up.
Yeah, because I like that idea.
I mean, the high school three line is...
It's a joke.
It's a joke. They shouldn't count as 3 points when you're shooting it right on the line.
I agree. I'm with you. I like that call. That's an executive decision here on the pod. We're going to be playing the college line. Good
college
call.
College line, college three-point line.
So that's going to be exciting. It always kind of rounds out the summer nice, and you hope we don't get a day like today where it's 97. But listen, if we got to play in the scorching heat, we'll have ice-cold waters and Gatorades in abundance. So everyone will... we'll be hydrated and we'll be all right.
MTD merchandise, breathe right through it.
Yeah, it's sweat gonna be wicking, fun.
You know, maybe we come out with a little dry fit before the. Yeah, hey, the options are endless. And people, I don't think this is an event you're gonna want to miss. The first 2 years were a smashing hit, and this is gonna be our biggest one yet. So more details to come as we grow and figure out all the intricate details. A lot goes into it, but we'll dig into that as a review of the tournament.
Yeah,
some work to do.
This year, it's a little different. We are our proceeds are going to go toward
partial
proceeds are going toward memberships to the Medford YMCA and the Arlington Boys and Girls Club. So the past few years, we've been able to raise collectively between 2 years about $5,000 for scholarships. And that's been awesome, and we've seen some amazing applications. Yeah. But we've only gotten to impact, say, 5 people. I think there was 3 the first year and 2 this past year.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, or we could, you know, this year we're going to change it up and try to help out more kids. A yearly membership for Boys and Girls Club or YMCA is about $30. And I know I can say this, and you can as well, how important having like a Boys and Girls Club in our town was growing up, and always being able to go open gym, play with your friends, be in a safe place, like
100%.
It matters for the youth. And so for us to be able hopefully impact, you know, ideally anywhere from 20 to 50 kids is our goal. And we're excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, obviously all tournaments, sponsorship, donation, team buy-in, revenue, all the profits, right? From that, all those proceeds are going to supporting and paying for memberships for youth kids at the Arlington, right? Like you mentioned, Arlington Boys and Girls Club, Medford YMCA. And I mean, that's where we learn how to play the game.
Literally.
Right? Literally. I mean, as soon as we were able, you know, I don't even know what the biddy ball starting age is, but I want to say 4 years old. I mean, like, as soon as we were able to, feels like walk, we were able to get into the Boys and Girls Club, be around that community, all those teachers. Turns out one of the core people that helped run the youth basketball ended up being my high school coach.
Yeah, me as well.
And, you know, and yeah, you as well. And obviously now we have a pretty close bond with him and obviously everyone involved in Arlington Boys and Girls Club and Arlington basketball community in general. So excited for kind of turning the page there. Obviously the scholarships were great, and I think all well-deserving recipients.
Absolutely.
I think this will just reach a wider range of people and make a bigger impact at an earlier stage for people to help grow and figure out really what they want to be, what they want to do, you know, at a young age. You start to figure out your passions early on, and I think it's only going to help, you know, give people a different opportunity, more experiences. So it's great, exciting. I'm glad you brought it up because that's a super exciting pivot from what we've done in the past years.
Yeah, no, I am so excited about it and the opportunity to, like we said, impact far more kids and understand the importance of those spaces to, you know, guiding those years where you're figuring out what you love. Those spaces are imperative to growth, and you know, you're only as good as your environment. And the Boys and Girls Clubs and YMCAs of America are so important to the youth. So 100%. For us to be able to, you know, hopefully help out some kids is great, and gives us even more motive in making this tournament special for year three.
Yeah, year three. 100%. I don't know how we want to pivot. We want to talk about this all-time heat wave we're getting hit with, or
we're getting smoked right now. But I'll tell you what, you chilled me up with that early audio of Sean Grandy on the mic. So that kind of has guided me through this pod enough. But yeah, it's scorching. But like we said, and Colin, I learned this from you, and I've took it with me. Why complain about the weather? You know what I mean? You got no control over it. It is what it is. You know, it's an easy conversation starter, small talk. But you know what? You just accept it and you keep it pushing.
Yeah. You got to Yeah, I mean, once you get stuck up with things you can't control, you're losing, right? You're
right.
Losing. Like, I don't think Joe Mazzulla would. I don't think Joe Mazzulla would care.
Not a chance.
That's 100 out. I think he's probably doing, you know, working on the mats right now, his jujitsu on a torn meniscus. I think that's just, you know, that's who he is, and he's a freaking warrior. But I digress. Yeah. Look, that now we're closing in on July, so feeling like, you know, for some people, the start of summer for high schoolers. For others, starting to get what feels like into the middle of the summer. So,
yeah,
you know, for people that had goals in the beginning of the summer, aspirations, things they wanted to tackle and accomplish, definitely reopen that notebook where you wrote that down. Read through all those, and make sure that you're still on track. Or if you needed a refresher, you needed a little pick-me-up, wake-up call, try and get a friend. Right, take them with you along that path, just to hold each other accountable. I think it only makes people greater, and we saw that, right? What a team can do in the Boston Celtics, and you know, the team that we're trying to grow more than different. It's only going to make us better the more people we bring on, because yes, it breeds more competition, and we elevate each other. And obviously, reverting back to one of our core values of elevation. I love
that. Absolutely, that's a great call, and that's what's big in the summer. Who you're around, because there's a lot of time and opportunity, but. You know, you got to be around people who hopefully bring the best out of you, because it's rare when you really think about it. You go through school, and whether it's if you're in a sport too and you're trying to play in college or whatever, you get like kind of a 3-month period where it's like, all right, not fall off the map, but you get to really come back in the fall, and it's like, okay, did he grow? Did he change? And how, whatever way it is, athlete or as a person. So take the opportunity. The official first day of summer is actually tomorrow, so I guess you can look at it that way. June 20th, which is crazy.
No kidding.
Isn't that wild? It's still so wild. Technically still spring.
Holy
so
smokes.
We're fired up for a big summer ahead. Going to be hearing more from us on this podcast. And follow us on More Than Different on Instagram. Our username is now just more than different_, so essentially just More Than Different. We're on TikTok. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and wherever you listen to your podcast, you will find this one. And
yeah, and one thing before we break, I want to give a huge shout out to my girlfriend Katie Harrington and her friend Megan Berry on running a half marathon up in Portland, Maine a couple weekends back. I can't tell you, a non-runner myself, how difficult it feels like, and I've seen the grind itself on what it is to even run a half marathon, never mind a full marathon, but making it happen at the beginning of the summer, already starting back up a training for her next half marathon. Just had to give a quick shout out, show a little love to my girlfriend, Katie. Fucking savage.
And
Megan, yep. And obviously everyone else out there getting to the grind, shout out to you guys, keep it rolling. Even on a hot day, find a way to make it happen.
Let's do it. We'll see you on Saturday for Saturday Skits, and weekly on the pod. And stay tuned on our social media. We're firing on all cylinders right now.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go. All right. Great to be back. Take care. Go Celtics.